building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Good morning and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today, our topic is all customers are not good customers. All sales are not good sales. As a business owner, a salesperson, whatever your role may be, you have to vet your customers just like they're vetting you. And I think that when we're selling, it is really tempting to sell just to sell because you have a quota and the impact doesn't matter because you got the contract signed, but it does. And the wrong sales can really create chaos in your team. It can kill your company's retention numbers and a lot more. So today I want to jump right into some ideas on how to vet your prospects, some that you have thought of before, some that you may have done, and some that are, I think, interesting ideas and stories that you probably have not considered before. Number one is a topic that I mention all the time, and it is making an ideal customer profile. I actually have an episode on this, and I cannot remember the number right now, but I'll make sure it is linked in the show notes for you. Make sure that you include both demographics and psychographics. So in demographics, you might be looking at the size of the company, the industry or vertical, the location. And then for psychographics, we want to look at, do they have a positive attitude? How do they treat their team? How do they talk about past vendors, even if they didn't like the experience? That's a big one for us. Do they have realistic expectations? And are they going to set and allow us to meet realistic deadlines? You really have to make sure that your values and attitudes align, especially when you're delivering services like we are at Excelity. We're a marketing agency and we work with our clients so dang closely that really we cannot afford to be misaligned because it just makes life so hard for everyone. Our rule at Excelity is that we have a no jerks policy. And honestly, I think that every services business should have this. How to vet your prospects, tip number two, I think this is super underrated. Check their Glassdoor reviews. Last year, we had a client relationship that was not pretty, and that is probably putting it nicely. They had super unrealistic expectations. They were really demanding. They were demeaning. Honestly, you name it, it happened in that relationship. Nothing that we did was good enough. And that was really rough, no matter who is working on the account. I usually think that if I get involved, that we can try to smooth it over. And they hated what I was doing too. They changed their minds all the time. We went over budget constantly, like way over, like almost double every month, trying to make them happy. And then you don't make any money. And this is a problem. I never saw this coming in the sales process. They were respectful. They were fun to talk to. It was a really enjoyable sale. I honestly left the sales process seriously being nearly friends with their CEO after just a few meetings, who is also a female CEO, and we just bonded on lots of different levels. And I think that made how the relationship ended up crumbling even worse because I kind of thought we were tight. When I was in that haze of trying to figure out what went wrong and how I let this happen and why we were being treated so crappily, I pulled up their Glassdoor and go figure. The reviews, freaking terrible. Actually, terrible is an understatement. The reviews said that the leaders of the company had a tendency to respect and support each other, but mistreat their employees, which directly aligns with my experience of them being great to sell to, because at that point they did have some level of respect for me and then mistreating my team. There were tons of these reviews about how poorly leadership treated people that they viewed as below them, and that was our exact experience, and I learned a really valuable lesson. Now, I really like to check Glassdoor reviews, and I do know you have to take them with a grain of salt. You know, like we have a couple of reviews that are not amazing, and it's also a reflection of, you know, a time, a place, an experience, but when there are trends and recent reviews that are saying really bad things, it's probably a red flag or something at least to explore further. Number three is stand by your standards. If your prospect doesn't want to be vetted, not a fit. Honestly, if they do not respect the idea that you are picky and you are vetting them just like they vet you, they're not a fit. If a prospect thinks that your process is stupid or unnecessary, or they want to skip steps, or they have ridiculous timelines, not a fit. Again, if they talk down to you or they disrespect your team during the sales process, it's not a one-off thing, even though you want to convince yourself it is because you want that money. It is not a fit. You have to move on because life is seriously too short to come to work and hate what you do. I think I mentioned this in a recent podcast, but I read a figure not too long ago that said we spend 90,000 hours on average at work. And I know all of us go-getters, it might be even a little bit more. That is insane. Life is too short to be unhappy because you're dealing with people who do not respect you and who do not understand what you do or respect the process. Let me tell you that every single time I've made exceptions to my rules and I've bent my boundaries, even if it looked like a good idea at the time, I ended up regretting it. I've lost money, I've had employees quit because of the way they were being treated, and whatever else. When you stand by your standards, your team will thank you for it, no matter how hard it is for you to do at that time. So this is my rant for the day, my PSA. All customers are not good customers. All sales are not good sales. Make sure that you have a really strong ideal customer profile, and that should be a living, breathing document that you reference constantly. Check their Glassdoor reviews and their other reviews online, because that will probably give you at least some perspective and a little window into what it's like working with a company. And finally, stand by your standards. No matter how hard it is, if you have a feeling that this is the wrong decision, bringing on that customer or client, you're probably right. Just like I said a couple episodes ago, we have to trust our guts. And when we sit with ourselves and really explore and try to understand why we're feeling a certain way, usually we can uncover some really, really good insights. All right. Short and sweet. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you join me next week for Dr. Tori Ellis, who I'm really excited to interview. And I will talk to you soon. If you got value, please share this podcast on social or send it to one person that needs to hear this message. Thank you.